Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Giggity.
All right.
He's okay. Already forgotten how to podcast.
It's a miracle I can set this damn thing up.
It actually went more smoothly than ever before, which is so weird.
I just needed time away to focus.
Just so you guys know, it's so good to hear your voices again.
You're welcome.
Oh my god.
Are we coming in clear?
Yeah.
Is one of us loud? Is one of us soft? Peacock speaks softly but carries a big stick.
Well, what? I get loud. I tend to get louder when I start to get passionate about a movie.
Like Congo.
Yes.
Well, especially when we get a few drinks in you, you know?
Yeah.
What? Never.
Speaking of, babe, do we have drinks?
Sure.
Some drinks and some...
Yeah, the box there has a few of them.
You can hear...
Nothing specifically Congo related or... Romanian philanthropist.
Oh, God.
Sounds good to me.
Sesame cake flavored IPA or something.
Yeah, right. A sesame flavored stout.
Stop drinking my sesame stout.
I hope you guys are ready. I fucking love this movie.
I love this movie, too.
I have no idea why.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I hate it enough for three people, so
that's should good. Be. It should even out.
Hate. Mm-hmm. So Stork will be the voice of reason.
Yeah, and as usual,
we'll be our usual entertaining selves. It'll be great. So, what have you guys been up to now that you have all this free time?
Just relaxing mostly. Yeah. We binged Game of Thrones, and we're actually going to record an episode about it.
We didn't finish quite yet, but...
Yeah, we're like, on... we're just starting season 8.
And you guys, like, started from the beginning?
Yep.
Holy crap. Dedication.
Yeah. That's about something.
Oh, I've got one. I think we're up to season 6 on Game of Thrones. Was that, like, the last one?
Thanks. Oh, nice.
I think Jon Snow had just come back from the dead, maybe.
Mm.
Spoilers.
We saw it. Jeez.
Spoilers to who? Pickles?
Pickles has not seen any of it.
All right.
He knows nothing of the weddings.
No.
Not even ours.
You know nothing. You know nothing, Pickle Snow.
It's true. He knows nothing in general. He's a dum-dum. He's a dum-dum. It would
have been great if one of the names of the dire wolves was Pickles.
That would have been good.
The Eastern Wind.
Ghost.
And Pickles.
Pickles. It would have been Sansa's.
Most advanced communications technology. A shocking discovery has been made.
What was that?
Lock your remote. Give me a thermal reading result to 66.
It will take two young scientists into the heart of the African jungle. For a secret hidden for 2,000 years holds the key to the future.
This is Karen Ross. 81452 Houston, do you read?
You used to work for the CIA, and now you're tropical.
Some will come to it for science.
It's a big deal, Charles. This is a big find.
Some for fortune.
A diamond mine of incredible bounty.
And some to return home.
She doesn't really belong anywhere, does she?
No, she belongs here.
Together, they will search.
My boss, he thought I wasn't going to make it. He sent another expedition.
Drawn deep into a mystery.
Camp destroyed. People dead. A gray gorilla.
No such thing as a gray gorilla.
I saw one.
And the more they discover...
Same hieroglyphics over and over.
danger.
What do they say?
We are watching you.
Help me! Help me!
Ah! Yeah! I never saw an animal move like that.
Shoot it! Shoot it!
How intelligent are they?
See, they're smart. They're too damn smart.
No!
We're getting out of here.
What about them?
Put them on the endangered species list.
From the best-selling novel by the author of Jurassic Park.
The myth of the killer ape is true.
Congo, where you are the endangered species.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Steve.
And I'm Missy.
And this is Everything I Learned from movies. And tonight!
Oh,
we have an epic event.
Oh my god, I'm so excited, Steve. I'm so excited.
My favorite part about that whole trailer, they didn't even mention a talking fucking monkey.
Oh, I'm sorry, you mean Amy, the star of this here film? But we are not alone.
Oh, we are not alone for this one. Finally making their grand debut on Everything I Learned from Movies.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of retirement and insisting on this specific movie.
And bringing a pack of dogs.
Yes!
We have Stork and Peacock from The Besotted Geek. Welcome!
Woo-hoo. Hey.
Hey.
We're back. And this is probably worse than ever.
They're back with a vengeance.
Just like John McClane in one of those movies, I think.
Not the one we're recording now. Hey, Steve. Much like the ape in this movie, I'm thirsty. And since we're out of free drink, would you like a beer?
Absolutely.
Stork, Peacock, you guys are notorious for making beverages. Did you make yourself some raindrop drinks?
We are drinking beer as well because it's Everything I Learned from Movies, so it was only apropos. Although if I had to make a cocktail for this, I was thinking the Flaming Gorilla, which would be 99 bananas and maybe some 151 rum and light it on fire.
That sounds amazing.
But there's no blue Curacao in that.
Not when we know it's a besotted drink.
It's on fire. That's the other half of the things we do.
Oh, okay. That's there true. We go. So what are you guys drinking?
I don't know. He pointed at me. I'm like, I don't know what I'm drinking.
I had just taken a swig, sorry. We are drinking a pineapple upside down cake IPA by our local Hitchhiker Brewing. And it's delightful. Mm-hmm. A little flat, even though I just got it. But
well, you know, pineapple upside down cake.
It's not usually a carbonated dessert.
That's true.
Well, Steve, for you and I, we have from New Belgium Brewing Voodoo Ranger IPA.
Ooh.
Yeah, brewed and canned by New Belgium Brewing Company, Fort Collins, Colorado. It has a skull wearing a full ranger outfit. Quite fitting. So I'm going to pop my top.
Ooh.
Oh, my top.
Nice.
And the pour. Yeah. Yes, it's a nice, clear, golden beer. Not really any hop haze. It's actually super clear. Got an off-white foamy head. Lots of hop character. This beer smells like a brewery.
Mm. Ours is orange.
Yeah, and it smells like pineapple.
Ooh.
Ours is more like pine cones than pineapple.
Yeah, definitely lots of nugget and cascade forward.
Yeah. A nice, well-rounded IPA, and at, what, 7.5% or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, it'll get you drunk, and that's what's important, everybody.
Yeah, this is 7% too, so.
Oh, is it?
Right. Yes.
Oh, no wonder. I feel so good.
So, Congo.
Congo. Stork, why did you insist we watch this movie in particular?
You insisted on this movie?
No, I said this is the one we'd watch out of the five choices.
Okay.
out of the dozens and dozens of choices I've given Stork over the years, this was the one he was like, oh, absolutely, Congo, 100%. I love this movie. That may not be word for word.
Call that verbiage.
I think there was something about he masturbated to this movie in his younger years.
Whoa. Well, Bruce Campbell is in it.
That is true.
Yeah. Criminally underused, but still. Yeah. No, this Peacock likes this movie, so I was like, well, if it's between this and Clint Eastwood fighting with an orangutan, I think we got to go with this one.
He never fights the orangutan. It's a shame.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Wait, what movie's that?
Any Which Way You Can. Or Loose or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the sequel is Any Which Way You Can.
Yeah.
There's a sequel?
Yeah, somehow.
Oh yeah.
This was the second highest grossing movie for like 5 decades, yeah. Right behind Star Wars.
No way.
It was the first movie to gross $10 million opening weekend. Clint Eastwood and orangutan Every Which Way But Loose. Fun fact.
fun facts.
But
we watched Congo.
Yeah, we watched Congo, though.
This movie does not have Clint Eastwood, and it doesn't have an orangutan, but it does have a gorilla, or a person in a gorilla suit.
God, I hate Amy. And we'll get there.
Amy?
Yeah, we'll get there.
I love Amy.
Just so you guys all know,
Do you follow Amy on Twitter?
We follow Amy on Twitter.
Can you?
Follow Amy on Twitter.
What?
Amy smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah, she moved on from cigars and martinis and is now into weed and, I'm assuming, IPAs. I don't know. But yes, from director Frank Marshall. Well, I'm glad you asked, because for the longest time, I always get him and Gary Marshall confused, so I'm like, Congo, from the director of Pretty Woman. But apparently Frank Marshall directed Arachnophobia, Alive, This, and Eight Below, the Paul Walker...
The dog movie.
Iditarod, yeah.
Yeah, they call them the guys, and they gotta save their
puppies. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is this guy only makes pure gold.
Absolutely.
Sounds like it.
The Midas touch.
Whether it's a comedy, survival tale, whatever the dog movie was, or the greatest movie ever made.
Alive?
Arachnophobia.
And from writer Michael Crichton.
Oh, who's he, Steve?
Seriously?
Repeat offender on this your podcast.
Oh, repeat offender. I mean, he's done Jurassic Park, which we had an episode, which was worse, number two and number three. He wrote Timeline, which we also discussed during
One
Time
of my
Travel
favorite
Month.
Favorite movies, I won't lie.
Twister.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sphere.
Yeah.
And he was also writer and director of Runaway.
Yeah.
All of which have been featured on this podcast.
Wow.
We haven't even gone into 13th Warrior.
No, we haven't.
Coming soon.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know half of them.
Novel turned into a movie. So does Michael Crichton have about as much luck with movies as Stephen King?
Oh, I mean, he's got Jurassic Park, though. What does Stephen King
have? Yeah.
The Shining.
It.
Yeah.
It.
Who? Yeah, I guess it. Okay. Pet Cemetery. Maximum Overdrive.
All three. Yeah.
Maximum Overdrive.
Maximum Overdrive is the runaway of...
Maximum Overdrive is the only one he directed.
Exactly.
Okay. There's Silver Bullet directed one, too.
Oh, I love Silver Bullet. Busey at his finest.
Oh, wait. What was the one we were just talking about the other day? The one with the rats? In the mill.
Midnight Shift.
Yeah.
Midnight Shift.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty good. Running Man.
Running Man.
Oh, don't.
Under his nom de
plume. Yeah,
love
I think
that
he
movie.
Wins.
He does.
But you know, when you write 3/4 of the movie and movies in Hollywood, I mean.
One of my absolute favorite all-time Simpsons jokes was one of the, I'm pretty sure it's a Treehouse of Horror, and they do time travel, and they go into the future, and they walk through a library, and it says a Stephen King wing A through Aardvark.
Well, speaking of Stephen King, he does not star in this movie.
That's a shame.
However, speaking of it, Tim Curry's in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is.
He's Romanian.
That character is in the book.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've read the book.
I have. It's been a very long time, but I did read the book, and that character's in the book.
And I thought I was a fan. But also Laura Linney, Dylan Walsh, Sir Ernie Hudson, Joe Don Baker, and cameos galore. If you haven't seen this movie, ladies and gentlemen, it is on Amazon Prime right now, streaming. I think it was on Netflix, although it wasn't earlier today, but it was like last week. I don't know how Netflix does that shit anymore. Yeah,
yeah, we watched it on fantastic. Prime.
Prime's worth the $10 a month, right?
Oh, totally.
Sure.
I think it's worth it. When I order nice. Shit and it comes, like,
the next
in an
day.
Hour.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Ours has upgraded ours to, they will think about shipping it in 2 days, because Prime delivery means it'll leave the warehouse in 2 days.
Mm.
So it's been taking 7 days. By the way, we can see the Golden Gate Bridge from our living room. So we're in a very remote area.
Those bastards.
All right, Stork Peacock, do you recall the first time you've seen this movie? Was it opening weekend, or in theaters, or on TNT?
Yeah, I camped out at the theater.
No, you said you thought you did see it in the theater.
I might have seen it in the theater and blocked it from memory because it was so bad. But it could have just been... I saw it very early once, and then we both watched it, I'd say, 3 or 4 years ago on a whim. And I was like, God, this is awful. And then I had to watch it again. Thanks, Steve.
No.
And now you've learned to appreciate it.
Yeah, now he knows. Mm-hmm. It's aged like a fine wine. It only gets better.
It's good.
There might be an expiration date on that theory.
I saw this movie a lot when I was younger. My younger brother was like obsessed with it. So and when he gets obsessed with a movie, you watch it like 30 times. We had to rewind and rewatch the stop eating my sesame cake scene like 30 times in a row. So yeah.
Just out of curiosity, how old was your brother when this movie came out?
See, I was trying to think of that. When did this movie come out?
95.
So he had to have been like 6 or 7. Maybe?
Prime age.
So was this the year, when was Jurassic Park, 94?
Jurassic Park was 93, and The Lion King was 94, and so Congo thought, why not put the two together, 95?
Yeah, I just remember being excited for it because, from the guy who did Jurassic Park, and then and then I saw it.
Really? You didn't like it when you saw it?
No.
Oh, I thought it was good when I saw it, but I was young.
It was like Jurassic Park was like half hour of sciencey stuff and then all dinosaur action. This was like an hour and a half of sciencey stuff, and then you see the gorillas at the end, finally.
Yeah.
That's basically every Michael Crichton novel is. Yeah. The first 76 chapters or 2/3 of the book is sciencey stuff, and then a whole bunch of action at the
end.
That's
why I don't read, Izzy.
Readers for suckers.
I want the movies to be action. Skip all that nerd shit.
What? I like
the
it.
Besotted geek.
Yeah, really.
Busted.
So the movie starts out with, I don't know, the opening from The Lion King.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Thank you. Shout out.
Pennsylvania.
California.
East of Pittsburgh.
Oh my God.
We have a new theme song.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're gonna go kind of quick in the movie. You guys kind of know the plot of it, right? Of course you do.
Every single
who doesn't
listening right now has seen this movie, whether they think they have or not,
whether they want to admit it or not.
Do you think so?
I would hope so. If not, they certainly should stop right now and start watching the movie, and then come back or listen to us while they're watching the movie. Don't worry, we'll fill it in for you. But so we get a call at Travascom, something like that's
the
main company.
Yeah.
And we get really excited when Bruce Campbell's on the other end of the phone.
Yay.
Damn right.
Just being as Bruce Campbelliest in the and definitely not a set.
No.
Jungle, who ever jungled in the history of jungles.
I was half expecting like one of the trees to like fall forward with particle mortar.
It's not as bad as the set at the end when they like stumble across the Legends of the Hidden Temple set from the
movie. Oh, yeah.
But it's bad throughout. Sorry, yeah.
We found the Temple of Malmec here, we're going to go in looking for some diamonds. Like this one, eh?
there are some times when they're in the jungle, and I think it's just like the forest of Pennsylvania. It's not like
they're like oak trees. I'm like, yeah.
Are those aspen?
Yeah. What is that? Anyways.
Why are there pine cones in the pumpkin? Quick question. I actually didn't research this one because I just assumed it was true because it was in this movie. Diamonds and lasers. Is that a thing?
If James Bond taught me anything, yes, it is a thing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, James Bond too. Okay, so it must be a real
actually,
thing.
You used diamonds and gold for a lot of electronics.
I don't know. Guys, I don't know.
I'm Googling it right now.
Okay.
Forever.
Diamonds can amplify lasers up to 20 more times, making them more powerful.
You could punch a hole in the moon, apparently. If you wanted to. Just saying.
But they typically use artificially created diamonds because they can make them perfect, and therefore you don't have any imperfections blocking the beam.
What about you need the blue diamonds?
So instead purple horseshoes. Of a diamond, you green could clover. Use, like, a lens?
Diamonds harder than glass, though.
Hello?
There's your Amazon delivery.
Right?
No, it's our neighbors hanging up things on their wall. They're moving in. It's great. It's okay. We're related to them.
Oh, yeah?
All right. So
I won't ask.
Stay tuned for the aftermath.
All right, so yeah, they're getting these lasers in Africa. Like, oh, god damn it, this is gonna be fun.
Go in the bedroom.
It's not gonna help.
Yes, it will.
Not really.
The bedroom's as far away from that wall as we can physically get.
Yes, it is 12 inches further away.
How wide is the hall? It's a hall's width away.
Yeah. Okay. 2 feet 4 inches.
We could be 2 feet 4 inches further.
Just wide enough for my massive shoulders.
with the door in between.
Just invite them in instead for a live studio audience experience.
Oh, we don't want that. No. We love our aunts and cousin, but no.
It's a good thing nobody listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
We love that you have a podcast. What is a podcast?
It's like an internet radio show.
You know, if you download things, you get viruses, right? By the way, I saw on Facebook I can get free Southwest tickets by retweeting
them. Also, a prince contacted me, and I may be a millionaire.
I got this email. Did you know we have a cousin in Nigeria?
Speaking of Nigeria, Congo.
Congo is not Nigeria. They're two different countries.
Well, it's a continent. I'm just trying to get us back on track.
He's a master of segues.
Indeed. But yeah, something goes wrong. They're supposed to come back and get another call in an hour. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. When they like remote access it, they show the camp's destroyed.
Yeah.
And this creature just knocks out the camera. And they like spectral analyze it or whatever. And it's a gray gorilla.
There's no such thing as a gray gorilla, Steve.
I know what I saw.
That's right. Thanks, trailer.
That trailer was amazing. It sounded like the movie would actually be scary.
Or good.
Well, it's because the trailer is basically the last 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So we've had this discussion before, movies where the trailers are far superior than the movie. We've watched movies I've genuinely hated, and then we pull up the trailer for the podcast, and I'm like, I want to see this movie.
Why didn't they make this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dr. Ross, the lady that works for Travicom,
yeah,
former CIA.
Yeah.
I don't
Badass.
Know, vice president of communications or whatever with Travicom, mm-hmm. a doctor in something.
Communications? Yeah.
Explain this. Explain her life story to me. She became a doctor in, I don't know, neurosurgery or...
So this is my guess is that she's obviously advanced. She was obviously advanced for her age from the beginning. Probably went and got her doctorate by like 17 or something.
Doogie.
And
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and guess it's probably in like laser physics or something. Mm-hmm. The CIA recruits her because they're like, we need the super smart. Like, who is going to suspect the cute blonde in the CIA who, by the way, can now like take apart all of the like Russian like laser missiles or whatever the hell?
Can make lasers out of your nana's wedding ring?
Exactly.
So can shoot flares at rockets and hit
everyone. Yes.
She does that for like 10 years till she's like 28. Then she realizes the private sector is where the money is.
Good
point. She goes and works for Travis Con.
But yeah, didn't she say something about like the CIA had no heart or something? And then she goes to Travis Collins.
Yeah. Did you go to work for Joe Don Baker? You
so
fool.
I'm gonna work for Mitchell.
I was like, what the hell? You made bad life choices then.
Yeah, she's intel. She's book smart. She's not street smart. She's yeah, okay. She has to be on the streets.
But then she needs to get to the Congo to find out what happened to her fiance, Bruce Campbell. Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently they're...
I would not let that man out of my sight if I were her.
Me neither.
You put a ring on it and you have a baby immediately.
Yeah, okay. He would be chained to me at all times.
let's take a poll here. Who would leave their spouse for Bruce Campbell?
I.
I.
Four hands.
4 out of 4. He's older really? Now and I still would. Sorry.
Chin to win, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, the chin on that child. But yeah, so then we go to Berkeley, California.
Yeah.
Where we're introduced to, I assume, a scientist and his gay lover, played by Dylan yes. Washington.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're definitely more than just friends.
Oh. Hmm.
Who?
And we also meet Amy.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that guy.
So one of them's yeah. the only fucking the gorilla, right?
I don't want to think about it.
What?
That one of them's definitely fucking the gorilla?
Oh, no.
No.
She's like their child.
She's innocent.
Yeah, okay. Amy has more self-respect than that.
Amy, good gorilla. She's a good gorilla.
She's a mother to them.
Yeah.
Amy, mother. Good
Amy,
gorilla.
Mother.
God, I hate that voice.
I love it.
Why couldn't they have just given her a Stephen Hawking voice?
Amy, good gorilla.
Yeah, that would have been
no,
so much better.
It wouldn't have been. I like it. It's cute.
If you're looking for trouble, you found it. But yeah, they're doing a presentation showing off that Amy can talk using, I don't know, some sort of robotic arm that does sign language. And we get some more cameos with Stuart Pankin and Mary Ellen Trainer. You know him, yeah. You've seen him in things.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, this movie's full of, oh, that guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, her. I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, oh my god.
Oh my god. This is where Steve turns into Bob.
Eventually their arms are going to get tired.
How many pictures do they have?
I don't know. They don't have a lot of walls.
Holy balls.
So, yeah, so they show up, and I just love it. It's like their one little scene. Like, I don't know. They were probably shooting something else in the studio next door, and like, hey, we have like a little back and forth we want to do, but we need some real actors. Yeah, sure. I got 15 minutes. Right. It's like, oh my God, that gorilla is talking. Yes, I know, dear. No, it's not like Mr. Ed, though. Yes, I know. It's not like Mr.
That's
Ed.
It's like the best scene.
It's yeah,
best
it's
scene
so weird. I didn't even think about that because they never show up again. It's just like uh-huh. that little no. thing yeah. for no reason.
You would think like he would show up and be like, I want to give all this money yeah. to fund your expedition or whatever. Like, nope. Instead, we meet Herkima Hamorka.
Excuse me?
Who?
Herkima Hamorka.
Excuse me?
Played by Tim Curry with a Romanian accent?
Sure.
That's what it's supposed to be.
The greatest Romanian accent that ever accented in the history of accents.
Agreed.
Blah. I wish he ended blah. Every statement with blah.
No.
Well, he's Romanian.
Yeah.
I mean, if Dracula does it, it's good enough for
him. Right?
Shout out to all our Romanian listeners. Blah.
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 But yeah, basically, Herkima Hamorka. He has his own little side mission where he wants to go to the Congo to find the lost city of Zinj.
The lost city of Zinj.
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 Oh my god, you hear that? It's like they can hear us talking about it.
It sounds like gorillas pounding their chests.
Yes.
Steve, I think we're surrounded.
Oh god.
Oh my god, we can't help
the laser.
You. We're too far away.
I gotta board up the doors.
Quick, hand me the laser and a cubic zirconia. I have a theory.
I just need 2 minutes. Buy me 2 minutes.
Buy me 2 minutes.
Do you have a laser pointer?
We have a cat. Do we have a laser pointer?
Okay.
Just stick a diamond in that son of a bitch.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Pickles, go slow him down.
Pickles would be like the end of Avengers if he came in contact with the
We haven't seen it. No spoilers.
No. The first one.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, the Uma Thurman one? What are we talking about?
Yes. He's going to put on a teddy bear suit and a Sean Connery accent.
Wait, what?
The Avengers.
Oh, the Avengers. I'm so lost.
All right, so everybody's got their side missions, and they
everybody has ulterior motives.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. They're all getting
except for the gay couple and their baby girl.
Yeah,
they just want her to be free.
They just want to set her free in the jungle to, I don't know, die immediately.
Yeah, in the middle of a volcano eruption. Hello, but oh, whatever. Yeah. Go ahead, Amy.
In a war-torn country,
right? Yeah. Right.
Go be free.
The war-torn country whose major like export is killing endangered species. And
yeah.
Their hands
yeah.
By the way, who's gorilla hand ashtrays.
Yes.
Good luck, Amy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, who's going to take you into the jungle? Probably poachers.
Right.
They're like, yeah, she'll be fine. We'll be back in 6 hours. But yeah, so they get on the airplane. Herkimer Homolka, we find out, doesn't have any money. So Dr. Ross is there like, oh, yeah, I'll pay for everything. You need me.
Yeah, I'll pay $56,000 for fuel.
Yeah, she's got mad
stash. That much?
So what it is she shows up, and because Congo is in the middle of its war, she can't get a visa in. They got the visa in because of Amy, because they're going to go and like reestablish a native species, but they don't have the money. So she's like, I'll front the money, you get me into the country. Yeah, why do they keep bringing her Wolka? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So you couldn't pay, but come along.
Oh, isn't it because he has all the contacts?
No.
Isn't he friends with Joey Pants?
No, Joey Pants is set up by Travacom.
Yep.
Okay.
As is Ernie Hudson. Because
they all know Homolka.
Spoiler alert, a lot of real stars are going to pop up in this movie.
Delroy Lindo, yeah.
Who?
Well, I think he was
the Sesame Cake guy.
Contact, oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, so I don't know why I bring him along. We find out on the flight that Amy loves martinis and smoking cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Don't we all?
Yeah, right?
Amy, what raindrop drink?
So does Stork.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they land in, Zaire or something at the airport, and we see Joey Pantoliano.
Yeah, Joey Pants.
Mm-hmm. The money he has on the back of his neck going, woo, woo, woo.
One of the greatest lines in film history.
Fucking gorilla.
I love it.
This must have been before Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think this was before Matrix. This was before
yeah, after Goonies, that gray area for Joey's career where it was post Goonies, pre Matrix.
Before he made it really big.
In Memento.
Yeah.
The best movie
Memento.
Ever.
Besides Congo.
Right. I'd rather watch Congo.
Oh,
but we're about to be introduced to one of Steve's favorite characters of all time and all the filmdom.
Probably the greatest character of all time. Monroe Kelly, played by Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, the Great White Hunter,
except I'm black. What was with that accent? What was he supposed to... Where's he from?
In the book, Monroe Kelly is half Indian and half Scottish... And raised, I think, near
in France.
London. Yeah, basically. But, like, he basically was always treated, like, his whole thing is that he was always treated as a black man. So he's like, why not go to the blackest country on earth and just become, like, the greatest hunter?
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. So he's basically, like, in the book, he's a character who has, like, a big chip on his shoulder and used it to basically become, like, the best at what he does so nobody can ever question him again.
The best gunrunner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I love Ernie Hudson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's so good.
He's a goddamn icon.
Mm-hmm.
and he saves this movie for me.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's the best
character. I love that he's just the smuggest, cockiest motherfucker, and he's got everything to back it up.
And they didn't kill him off. I like that.
Spoiler alert.
No. So, oh, sorry.
Are we not supposed to spoil this movie? I thought you said everybody saw it.
Yeah, everybody's seen it.
Hold on, guys. Has Ernie Hudson ever been killed off in a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the baby, the single white female, Cam That Rocks a Cradle. One of those things.
Okay. Just keep saying movies. Yeah, eventually Ghostbusters you'll hit one.
I'm pretty sure he didn't make it through Oz.
Itsy Bitsy Spider. That was a movie, right?
Sure.
The Land of the Witch and the Wardrobe. Spoiler alert for Avengers Infinity War. He was the other half.
Oh, got it. It took me a minute.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've had a lot of beer.
Good one, Steve.
Yeah.
Good for you, Peacock. I'm about to have a lot of beer.
Yeah, so they meet up with Monroe Kelly. They got to sneak across the border, so they hop in the back of a truck. Yeah. A whole lot of them. They get stopped at a checkpoint.
Because they're about to switch governments, so their visas are no longer suddenly very void.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when they're sneaking in the truck, they're at the checkpoint, they peek in the back, there's a blonde chick. So
yeah.
It's in, I don't know, Swahili or something, but it's like, yo, there's a white bitch in the back of this truck. And so they got to take her to...
And a gorilla.
Yeah. I don't think they saw the gorilla. I think they just saw her. It's like, yo, we got to get this shit checked out. So they take him to the Hotel Leopold to be interrogated by Delroy Lindo. I forget his name in the movie, but...
He's Delroy Lindo.
The local warlord, I think.
Yeah.
Who is familiar with everyone except for our gay lovers.
And he loves sesame cake.
He does love sesame cake.
That's my favorite thing ever.
Stop eating his sesame cake.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
My favorite thing is where they're like handing him the money and he's like, more. And so give him more money. And then he puts it in a paper bag and staples it shut. Don't want anyone peeking.
Like, what the fuck? There's so many like weird little moments like that that I'm just like, what are they doing?
That's why it's so good.
And the dialogue at points is just, okay, I'm going to go off.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah. See, Stork's coming around.
I can tell. He loved it.
I'm getting mad.
So Delroy Lindo basically sets him up with a bunch of guys, about 10 men, and a plane to fly over the border. Fun fact, a little early, the pilot of this plane is played by Jimmy Buffett.
Yes,
are you serious?
No.
Serious.
Wow.
For serious.
So wait, there's a guy with a crazy mustache.
Yeah, so if you watch it again, be sure to pay attention to it, and you'll see it's Margaritaville.
Okay, so there is a guy with a crazy mustache.
It must be the other guy.
Rolly fingers, twirly mustache. He's the main pilot. Is Jimmy Buffett like the co-pilot? Because I couldn't even take my eyes off the mustache, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't remember being all curly, but yeah, I think he's got like a little mustache. He's got like the aviator sunglasses on and stuff.
It must have been the other guy.
I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's a fun fact.
You guys, like, research your podcast.
That's what we were doing wrong.
Or you just, like, know stuff.
Well, Steve's seen this movie 257 times, so...
Have you?
I mean, about that.
Really?
It was on TNT all the time.
This is on TV.
Didn't mean you had to watch it, Steve.
How could I not? It's so
right.
I mean, for example, the plane's about to be shot down as it's flying into the Congo... How are they going to stop these heat-seeking missiles?
How are they, Steve?
Stork?
With fucking flare guns.
What do they do with those flare guns?
With Stork? Fucking flare guns!
I don't think that's Ernie the
Hudson and Laura Linney side by side.
What do they do with them, Stork?
They shoot them and they hit the rockets. And it doesn't look like it's heat-seeking rockets. I think we're meant to believe that they can just hit the fucking rocket with a flare gun.
Yeah, they can.
No, they're heat-seeking.
Yeah. Are they?
Because it was following the flares.
Yeah, he was doing evasive maneuvers, and mm-hmm. the rockets were still following him. That's why they had to pull out the flare guns.
What? I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they aimed at it and hit it.
So it makes total sense.
I think Stork needs to do more research.
Stork, I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
About the fourth time he's watched it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, Stork, to watch a film is one thing. To study a film... In all its glory.
That's right. Next really time, pay attention.
I barely watched it, to be honest.
This is how you're missing the subtle nuances of this film.
Subtle. Yeah. This film is subtle. I struggled to even call it a film. Let's just say
oh,
movie.
Oh, get out.
It was technically shot on film, so.
That's right, back in the days when they did that. No. But yeah, so the plane's about to be shot down, so everybody has to parachute out of there.
Push me.
Yeah, please push me. Harder, please.
Parachute an ape.
Yeah.
Yeah, hugging Ernie Hudson.
Yeah. But first they got to put some dope in a banana and have
I mean, that's how I eat my bananas, to be honest. So
is that how most people do?
This is why you can't get high. You can't eat bananas.
That's probably why I don't.
I like to break them in half and stuff a pill inside. Yeah. And then I eat it.
Maybe I'm allergic to the drugs.
Should I stop dragging your bananas and we'll try it?
No.
You know what? Just to be safe, just give me the drug straight. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Put in an apple or something. So they land in the middle of the jungle. And they set up camp. And there's a full moon. And this is one scene that really didn't need to be in the movie. But,
Oh, well, you found one, huh?
Yeah, we found one. We found one that wasn't important.
Yeah.
It's where all the apes in the jungle are going crazy and hooting and hollering and like, why is everybody so loud? It's a full moon. Every ape within a 20-mile radius thinks he's Elvis Presley.
It's a great line.
It is.
Are you serial?
Yes.
It is a great line, although you have to think, it's more than a 20-mile radius.
Oh, for sure. Because
it's a full moon, like, everywhere.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, oh, good point.
But that can only hear monkeys from 20 miles around.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Including Dylan Walsh.
Wait, why am I making excuses for this?
because you're coming to Ernie Hudson's side.
So yeah, I do love Ernie Hudson.
It's because he delivers the line, too, that it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're here to
yeah.
defend the Great White Hunter. That's cool.
Yeah, so the next morning, Dylan Walsh wakes up with leashes on his cock. So he has to borrow Ernie Hudson, or, sorry, Monroe Kelly's cigar to get it off. But then you also notice there's a tribe in the wood, in the jungle.
The ghost tribe?
The locals are...
The ghost tribe, yeah! And we get a great scene where they found someone with the Travelcom logo on them, and they say they're dead. But apparently, they're only mostly dead.
I didn't get that. I didn't understand that.
Yeah. Well,
there are several deads.
Yeah, they have like different versions of dead or something.
Yeah.
And that's when we go to see their ritual where they're trying to call the spirit back to the body.
Yeah. Yeah, that went on a little too long. Like, okay, I get it.
I'm sorry that you just don't embrace their culture the way the rest of us did.
What I think.
Yeah, I don't. Is that even a real tribe?
Probably tribe? Not.
Totally. It's where the fandom comes from. Come on, guy.
Yeah. Don't you know your filmography? Come on.
Billy Zane, the Phantom?
Yeah. Yes, Billy Zane's the Phantom.
Yeah, sure I saw that in the theater right? once.
Yeah. If Michael Crichton wrote it, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Holy facts.
But the tribe is able to bring back Jonathan Hawks, another cameo, back from the dead, only for him to see Amy freak the fuck out, and then I assume have his brain explode inside of a skull.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice job, Amy.
His blood's on your hands, Amy.
Poor Amy.
Amy, bad gorilla.
So then we see, that's right. I think when they were also at camp, that's when Amy, Dr. Ross was trying to call back Travicom, give a status update.
Oh, yeah.
Amy was being a jackass and knocked over the satellite. So yeah. now Joe Don Baker's like, no, goddammit, not again.
Amy sucks.
No, yeah. She does not.
Amy clumsy. Amy burden on everyone.
She's the only reason they got in the damn country.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so Joe Don Baker is sent in another plane. When they're like traveling at night or something, they see it in a fiery mess being shot down and crashing, and They stumble upon the plane the next morning and take a hot air balloon off of it and weather supplies for some reason.
I don't know why there was later, a hot air balloon, but whatever.
What the end?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Then we run into some real gorillas, just silverbacks. And everybody freaks out. Like, no, you got to stand still. Otherwise, when they attack, they'll just beat you to death.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you're aware, but apes attack in a very specific fashion.
Oh, how's that, babe?
First, they're going to break your hands because they don't want you to attack them.
Okay.
Then they're going to break your jaw because they don't want you to bite them.
Okay.
Then they're going to reach over and they're going to rip off your genitalia so you don't rape them.
Okay.
Because they're pretty sure that even with broken hands and a broken jaw, you're still going to rape them.
Well, man is the most fearsome animal. I don't know what to say to that.
I really don't know what to say. I don't have a joke. Sorry.
I just like how they see Amy and they're like, later, freak.
Yeah, she's like, hi, I'm Amy.
Like, fuck you.
And they're like, okay. Weirdo.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
But then eventually they stumble upon the camp where Bruce Campbell and his team were, but it's completely empty. No equipment, no corpses, no nothing. Not even a candy wrapper, apparently. And,
I don't remember. I didn't program it to recognize nothing.
It was 300 pounds. Like, how could they carry it away? Yeah.
It's like 300 pounds of stuff here. It's like, you know, you leave in the wrong neighborhood, it'll get snatched up. They wander around the camp and they stumble upon the lost city of Zinj. And Luckily they brought Herkima Homolka along for some reason to explain exactly what the city is and all the legends of killer apes and where King Solomon got his diamonds and all of his gold and jewelries and all that shit. Yay, we have a setting. But then when they're investigating the place, shit immediately goes south when Dylan Walsh's lover... this scene always confused me because he's like running and running as fast as he can, screaming, "Oh my God, they're after me! Oh, don't let him get me! And then he just dies.
Yeah.
And then a gray gorilla pops out and throws a heart at them.
No, it's a head.
It's a head, isn't it?
Oh, was it a head? Oh. Okay.
Did you watch this movie, Steve?
Oh,
did you fucking make me watch this movie? And you didn't even watch it.
I've seen it many, many times, not in HD.
Apparently not enough.
Either that or it was a gigantic heart. It might have been a gigantic
with eyeballs
heart.
and a face and mouth.
So then how'd the guy die? He was running, and then as soon as he stopped, he was just dead.
I don't know.
The same way the guy in the tribe did?
Yeah, it's just like maybe he saw Amy and was like, ah. Dead.
Ah, not you too.
Yeah,
I just always thought it was like his heart was ripped out, but he was still running, and so he was like pulling a crank situation.
No,
where
they
like,
tossed
if I stop,
head.
I die. If I stop, I die.
It would have been cooler and more Temple of Doom-ish, but they threw a head.
Yeah, all right, then it must have been Claude's head. It's unfortunate.
Oh yeah,
Claude balls.
Oh, did we go past the? Did we already skip past the part? So what's your name?
Claude.
Oh, that must be very
God.
Unique where you're from.
Where are you from?
The Buddha.
How in the fuck do you know it? What's unique in the Buddha?
And scene. Well.
Yeah.
That was great.
Another scene that was like, what the fuck are they even doing with this?
It was to establish that the gay boys don't need to be in the jungle and nobody wants them there.
So Claude is gay too in your world.
Wait, what?
All right. Well, anyway, they're able to escape the gray gorillas by unloading a bunch of rounds and getting back to their base camp. But then they attack at night, and they have like the what is it, fucking like rotary machine guns mounted on tripods with like laser trip wires.
Yeah, what was the laser? Like they were getting electrocuted when they went through a trip wire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, weird. Traviscom tech.
Yeah.
Apparently. There you go, Joe Don. Systems.
They had diamonds everywhere, so they could put lasers everywhere.
It's true.
Yeah, so that night attack was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cool.
I mean, I will say this. It was way less boring than I thought it was going into it. Like, I had a preconceived notion of having seen it a while ago. Oh. It's not that boring. There are some good action scenes throughout, like the hippopotamus attack on the river and stuff like that.
Oh, shit. How did we forget
about that? The hippopotamus is like,
yeah, like, but like, and there's
many things, but it is not boring.
No.
Yeah, there are gunfights. I think my major complaint is just like, you want to see the killer monkeys, and you don't get that until the very end.
It's a lead up. They're just teasing you. They have to get mm-hmm. through all these other struggles of the jungle and war torn Congo and whatnot yeah. before they can even get to their killer monkeys.
The jungle's not just all killer monkeys. There are killer yeah. hippopotamuses too.
Hippopotamuses or hippopotami.
Yeah, there's killer tribesmen.
Yes,
there was a snake like that he had to cut the head off yeah. for some reason in a scene.
Leashes on your junk.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's all to build suspense, and so it keeps building and building and building until you explode like a volcano. The next morning they go inside the city of Zinj. The volcano starts blowing up. It starts rumbling, and they find where all the diamonds are just scattered about. You know, as diamonds are in a diamond mine.
Just in on the ground, just laying there.
Yeah, just sitting in a pile of sand or, you know, whatever, next to a river. It's how it is. Mm-hmm. But then the gray gorillas find them, and they start attacking, and then everybody's got to pull out their guns. And then they're going back, and they're going down one of the tunnels, and they find Jeffrey and Charlie, a.k.a. Bruce Campbell. And
he did.
So then... Oh, he did. They all did. They're in a pile of bones.
They
did. But then Dr. Ross is like, give me 2 minutes. I got an idea. And she grabs a fucking laser, loads up one of the diamonds, you know, kind of just scattered about.
Mm-hmm. Conveniently like, fits.
That's right. But then Peter, the Amy's gorilla trainer, gets knocked over pulled over by a gorilla and thrown in the middle, and all the gorillas are surrounding him, but stand back 5 feet away for some reason, because I don't know why. But then Dr. Ross comes around the corner like, put him on the endangered species list!
Yes!
Lasers all over, and cuts him in half, and yeah.
Hands are flying off, and yeah. It's pretty cool, I guess.
You said it was cool. It was cool.
Well, Amy kind of saved him at first because they're like, who the fuck is this gorilla?
Yeah, she comes in like, rawr, and they're like, what the hell is that?
Grr.
Yeah.
Mother. Yeah. No way.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what she should have said. Yeah.
Get away from her, you bitch. Yeah, and then lasers come in, and then luckily the volcano goes off, so CGI lava comes in.
Oh, God, that was awful. Rest of
them. I loved it. And then every time it hits a gorilla, the gorilla goes up in flames. It's crazy.
Hence the flaming gorilla. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they start diving in for some reason. I suppose to save on CGI.
Those gorillas can jump really high, too. Almost fly. Some might.
They're like flying squirrels, kind of. It's a different kind of gorilla, so you don't know.
Yeah, they're grays. They've never been seen before by a man.
It's true.
Yeah, they were genetically they were bred and changed from the regular silverbacks by the locals, and they are hyper intelligent and way more athletic. And then they turned on their own tribesmen.
Mm-hmm.
They're here to defend those diamonds to the very end.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They establish their own socialist government within the community. And
then we get Planet of the Apes.
He blew it up!
No kill ape.
Oh, that would have been fantastic if one of the gray apes just said,
no!
He's an ape.
Did that monkey just talk?
Oh, yeah.
Like, not Amy talk, like a real talk.
Oh, yeah, let's just, like, oh my god, that would have been a great fucking end. Amy comes in and is like, no, go away, mother. And then the apes are like,
shut up.
Did that monkey just fucking talk? Wait, you guys speak English?
Wait a second.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, you guys are stealing from us. Keep that in mind. That would have been fucking fantastic.
So good.
What a twist.
But yeah, But alas, the lava comes in, washes them all away. Only like three people make out. It's like Peter, Amy, Monroe, and Dr. Ross escape the volcanoes. It's blowing up, and they have to like go over a trench and stuff, I seem to remember in there.
She cuts a tree in half with a laser to get them to go across the chasm. Yeah.
Get those big diamonds.
Yeah, so they get to a safe distance of, I don't know, 100 yards away. And
adios, Amy.
Yeah.
But then they set up for one last transmission. Now they have a remote satellite, I guess, again.
They can amplify it with the giant diamond they found.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this diamond can do fucking everything.
I know.
Right?
She like just throws it away.
Or something.
She's spoilers. The diamond communication. Oh. She knows how to make it work.
Is what, the vibranium? That's what it is. That's what they really found.
Unobtainium.
Mm. No, the... What's it in Wakanda?
Yeah, unobtainium.
Vibranium.
Is that what it is?
Vibranium, okay.
Vibranium's in Anaconda. In Wakanda. Anaconda don't want none of that. No, adamantium. That's Wolverine stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know where that comes from.
It's all unobtainium.
So Dr. Ross calls Joe Don Baker. It's basically like, I have some bad news. Your son's dead. He's like, did you get the fucking diamond? Yeah,
it's great. It's great, Joe Don. It is great. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she's like, I told you that if you were using me, I would make you sorry. Like, what's done is done. Do you got the diamond or not? Like, yeah, I'm going to blow up your fucking satellite, bitch.
You'd think there'd be some repercussions for
that. Yeah, I would think so. I would think.
You know what? Let's just say, okay. So basically after the satellite's blown up, they load up that hot air balloon, and Amy goes off with the gorillas, and the humans fly off in the hot air balloon.
Mm-hmm.
This movie isn't over, but they rolled credits for some reason, because they still got to get it back through a war-torn Congo into a safe airport, Zaire, without being shot down by heat-seeking missiles in your fucking hot air balloon.
The audience had had enough at that point.
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah, well, the one moment I really have a problem with is when I'm calling it Titanic, you hacks.
Yes!
They take the large diamond and throw it off the hot air balloon, a la Titanic.
Yes.
And if I'm Ernie Titanic Hudson, I'm jumping too. Down there and getting it.
Somebody is.
So basically they did, all of this was for naught? Everybody died for nothing?
Yeah, they got Amy back to her home.
In a, like, volcanic region with poachers, but yeah.
Yeah,
I guess.
She'll be fine.
Yeah. She'll be all right.
She's under the protection of that big silverback, so.
Yeah.
She'll have plenty of opportunities in the new black market terrorist networks.
Yeah. Okay.
Girls get sign language. All the she'll be fine.
She'll be all right.
She'll be able to tell them what she thinks about the poaching.
They
poaching
won't know.
Bad.
Oh. Look at this stupid gorilla waving its arm.
Yeah, she doesn't have her armband thing.
Sort of circus.
look at this one. Like she's about to do a magic trick or something.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, that is Congo. Coming soon, Congo 2, The Adventures of Dr. Ross and Monroe Kelly.
Yeah, I'd watch that series.
I totally fucking would. I mean, they got to get out of the country.
Yeah.
And start running guns, and lasers are involved.
Oh, yeah.
And occasionally Amy comes back as like a special guest star.
You'd have to have Amy come back sometimes.
Can I point out that in Living Daylights, Joe Don was obsessed with diamonds also.
Yeah.
Is it a theme? I think maybe.
Maybe. So. I think it might be.
I seem to remember in Rambo that... No, I don't know.
Now you're just stretching, Steve.
That would have been awesome, though.
Peacock, would you recommend Congo?
Hey, why don't you ask me?
Oh, you're next. You're coming up.
To who?
Okay, Stork and Peacock, would you recommend Congo? See how it works now? You don't know who goes first.
Go ahead.
It depends on the person. But I enjoyed it.
I would say I had to watch it 3 times. So yeah, go ahead and watch it once.
Oh my God, that's a ringing endorsement. I think that means
that absolutely
you should
is.
Definitely watch it.
Everybody watch it.
I'm guessing at this point he's probably watched Congo more than like Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. It's true.
See?
It is true.
That's you sad. Heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Congo, greater than Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
That's not what I said.
That's what Stork said.
That's not what I said.
In quotation marks, you put that, and then you put Stork.
Using mathematical properties, that is exactly what came out.
Yeah,
hey, would you also recommend Congo like Stork did?
1,000%. Everybody should.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we have fun facts.
What?
More beer. And what we learn from Congo.
California.
What the hell?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we have a go for auto sequence start. Discovery's onboard computers have primary control of all the vehicle's critical functions.
Houston, final systems check for Space Shuttle Orion is affirmative. All systems are go on our end.
All systems go on our end to Orion. T-minus 30 seconds to launch.
Copy that, Houston. Next up, the International Space Station. Houston, we're picking up some interference on our end. Over.
Roger that, Orion. We're getting it as well. Probably a local R&B station. Orion, we just got a sensor blip about a seatbelt becoming detached.
Houston, we have a problem. One of the passengers is out of his restraints and gyrating sexually around the cabin area. We must have to postpone the...
Orion, cancel that. The sensor has disengaged.
Nope, sir. T-minus 5. Please get back into your restraint.
4.
What are you...
3.
Put your helmet back
2,
on. Houston!
1.
Houston!
One last hurrah. The ultimate road trip. Only without roads.
What are you talking about? We gave that stuff up.
Bro, I'm talking about making history. Who else but the Kings of Tampa to be the first male entertainment troupe to perform in space? The cultural phenomenon is back. One last time.
Who are we even going to perform for?
You know, scientist babes, bro. Billionaire heiresses, princesses. You know they got commercial flights going up there now. Only the hottest, richest, and most powerful ladies in all the world. They'll be throwing suitcases of hundreds.
Suitcases of hundreds that they brought into space?
Dude, don't kill my vibe. I just took some Molly.
We've never even danced without gravity before. I mean, would sweat just kind of float around us? Or how does that even...
Dude, what did I just say? Don't worry about it. Magic Mike, Zero G Stream. Starring Channing Tatum, Joe Manganiello, Matt Bomer, and Ed Harris as Captain Smolders.
Gentlemen, we're receiving a communication hail. Go ahead, Houston.
Houston, at least you got the state right.
What the? And the return of Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey.
You didn't think you'd make it all the way to space without old Dallas's help, did you?
Oh, shh. Magic Mike. Zero G Stream.
When's the next round of the what am I, Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Oh yeah, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Yeah, we'll probably be doing that mid, like in a couple weeks, probably
okay.
June.
Sounds good.
Because it'll air in like October or September or something. It's okay. We have our one coming up in August for Batman.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded it back in January.
You just have so many stacked up, you can't put them out
well,
soon enough.
Because it's 9 in the first round, but you know, after the winners are decided from the first 3, then you know, 6 months early.
It's a year-long tournament.
Yeah.
It is. Actually, it's more like basketball. It's, what is it, 17 months?
Yeah, something like that. And the quarter Northeastern Regional Finals before a sudden death.
And we'll be 18 months into the season.
And if a champion can't be determined, the three-legged sack race will be held on consecutive Saturdays. And we're back.
Oh my god, Steve, those are the greatest ads that ever added in the history of adding.
Oh, she's added.
They get better every week.
It's true. Stork Peacock, do you guys have any other beverages going on there?
We aren't currently drinking Rheingeist Bubbles Rosé Ale. From Cincinnati, Ohio, I think.
Rosé ale.
Yeah.
How is that?
It is delightful. It tastes like apples. It's very red.
It's good. And we also had, what's this, Platform Ritual and Repeat IPA. It's good.
Ooh.
From Ohio. Fancy. Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Home of LeBron James. Oh.
Who?
Oh. Ouch.
False.
Our economy's based on LeBron James.
All right, babe, what do you got to drink?
We have a beer we specifically picked up because we needed a beer that was as classy as this movie.
Ooh.
As authentic as this movie.
Oh, shit.
As prestigious as this movie.
Corona?
And so we have a 24-ounce, that's 1 pint, 8 fluid ounces, bottle, brewed and imported from Jamaica.
Oh.
Red Stripe.
Ah.
Hooray, beer!
Oh, my top!
In honor of Ernie Hudson's accent.
No.
At times.
He's really much more
of his amazing British accent, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's good. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, so Red Stripe was one of the, like, dollar beers in my hometown. And I can say of like the between Bud, if you're gonna pick a dollar beer of like a between like a Bud Light, a Tecate, a PBR, and a Red Stripe, I'd usually choose the Red Stripe.
Yeah,
okay. I would agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
And then like sometimes a Tecate.
I've never had a Tecate. It sounds like an Italian sports car.
It's a beer from Mexico. It's it was a premium imported lager.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
We don't get that in these parts.
You don't get it out there in Pennsylvania. You have to come to
California.
We don't.
All right, so.
California.
Let's see. Ooh, it has fancy writing on the back.
Okay.
Since 1928, Red Stripe has embodied the spirit, rhythm, and pulse of Jamaica and its people.
Mm-hmm.
Steve and I got to drink Red Stripe about 1,000 feet from the Red Stripe factory.
It was up on the hill.
Cool.
It was fresh, too.
Super fresh. Let's see if this bottle is as fresh. And the pour.
Ooh.
I can already smell that this is light struck. This is not as fresh.
Be careful pouring that, then.
That is a crystal clear beer. It's a nice light gold color. Yeah, definitely. It's got a little bit of the green apple notes, which is appropriate for a international lager.
Hmm.
Definitely a little bit of skunk from the
very
light strike.
Very appropriate.
Appropriate.
I mean, yeah, it's got a lot of the green apple.
You getting the skunk? I'm waiting for my
head to
die.
There's a little bit. It's not horrible. I've had worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is just really fresh, light, easy drinking beer. I can tell you right now, it is fantastic when you're sitting in the ocean in that Jamaica sun drinking it. That's pretty much what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red I could Stripe. Drink anything in the ocean, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you got a Bud Light or just chill.
Natty Ice. As long as I'm in the ocean, yeah, that'd be nice.
Or what is
I still wouldn't
Milwaukee's
drink a,
best.
I still wouldn't drink a Corona.
Yes, you
still
would.
Drink a
Never?
I'll put a lime in it for you, Izzy. It'll be
Every
great.
Every time Izzy cries, a Corona gets its lime.
Attaboy, Clarence.
Well, who wants some fun facts?
Fun facts are super fun facts. These are fun facts.
Are they about Congo?
No, they're about Indiana Jones.
Okay.
There are 123 divots on the side of a dime. No.
That's what I was wondering.
I threw anything.
Okay. No.
Lower.
Right, fun facts about Congo. All right. The Metascore of this movie is also the same as the Rotten Tomato score.
Ooh, so 100?
Can we guess?
Close. Any guesses, Stork, Peacock?
58.
Well, I was going to go a little higher, 64.
100. Perfect movie.
Rotten Tomatoes has it at 22%.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. What?
Rotten Tomatoes, you hacks.
Yeah. That's a bit low.
I think
even
that's
Stork
bullshit.
Gave it a 58 or something.
Well, that was a guess. It shouldn't be lower than the 40s.
No, wait. No. So... Per Stork, in quotation marks, this movie
it.
Gets 58. A 58.
Yeah, right.
This is going in its new review section on IMDb.
Yeah. As a top critic. And in the audience score, apparently, is only 29% share our love for this movie.
People, I think, have terrible make terrible life choices.
I blame millennials.
These are also people who buy Priuses, Steve.
It's not that bad.
No, people are just... Ugh.
Oh, it's not filmy enough.
Oh, it's it's not intellectual enough.
I think they felt a little ripped off in the towards the end too, because I was totally expecting Tim Curry to drop the accent and like, my name is John Jones. I'm from New Jersey.
He's from Mars.
Please just get me out of here, preferably with diamonds.
Yeah,
that's what I still wait for that every time I watch this movie, for him to drop the accent and be like, I'm sorry, I'm a Connor.
Yeah, you do kind of think that's going to happen halfway through, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you do.
He sticks with it till the end.
When they call him out for being like...
And he kind of stops speaking in the accent as much. Yeah, there's that one point where you're like, oh, okay, this is where it happens.
But he wears that neck scarf still.
He does. He's a classy mofo.
He is.
When he's filling in exposition or whatever, he has to really soften that accent so anyone can understand what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see, King Solomon, long century ago, there was a diamond and brought before him at the apes. What is going on?
The city of Zinj.
The legends of...
Like, he's getting more and more Scottish.
Yeah. I don't know what's Scottish happening. I thought that accent was spot on. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
This is a perfect film. Me and Peacock agree. A perfect film without flaw.
Well, you know who else agrees with you?
Who?
According to Ernie Hudson, Monroe Kelly is his favorite role he's ever done in his career.
No.
Oh, that's horseshit.
More than Winston Zeddemore.
That's horseshit.
More than the warden on Oz.
Well, to be fair, like Monroe Kelly, he's got all this shit together. He knows how to handle the lords. He knows how to handle the rich guys.
Yeah. He's
Monroe
super
Kelly
cool.
Is the boss.
I guess he was cool and he had a lot to do in the movie. Excuse me. So, yeah, I could see him thinking that. But to me, he's Winston Zeddemore.
It'd be a fun role to play, right? He's so, like, smooth.
Basically
and
Indiana
just...
Jones, kind of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe better.
You know,
let's go. Whoa.
It's like a Han Solo kind of. It's like a gun runner, but with a heart of gold.
Dial that back.
He is the Han Solo of this movie. You're right, Steve.
Are you? Well, okay.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I quit.
Amy's more the R2-D2.
Amy's definitely the Luke Skywalker because her gay overlords are R2-D2 and 3CPO.
Oh my god.
That makes sense.
What's happening?
I think she'd be more Chewie.
Princess Roz? Yeah, say Chewie would be Kahiga, played by Adewale Akinoje Agbaje.
God bless you.
The guy who played Killer Croc in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Also from us.
Yeah, so that means the Boba Fett is what's his name? Stop eating my sesame cake.
Yes.
No, Joey Pants is the Boba Fett.
Okay.
No, he's more like the what's that little guy that's with Jabba?
Oh.
Crumb.
Yeah,
that guy. That's Joey Pants.
Serious
Crumb. Oh my god.
Yeah, Delroy Lindo is definitely Jabba.
Yeah.
Don't eating sesame cake, Boba Jedi.
Oh
my god. But right, we
so
can
see,
all
we
agree cannot... this movie's better than Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, we can agree.
Absolutely.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Damn right, as PJ was. All right, more fun facts, because there's some good ones.
Fun fact, this movie's better than Star Wars.
Yeah.
Fuck
Rotten
Tomatoes.
According to everyone.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah. Hold on. We're killing Izzy.
I know, she's drowning in red stripe.
Believe you guys. Oh my god, Steve, I'm dying.
Stop choking her, Steve.
Hello, Izzy? Izzy, are you still there?
Blink twice if you need help.
I can't see her.
I'll let you know if her eyes start rolling in the back of her head.
There's no snacks around, babe.
Yes, they're still good. It's like a great white shark. But she has dead eyes, like doll's eyes.
Oh my god.
So, hey, fun fact. You know the volcano that was the backdrop for this movie?
Uh-huh.
It was built in a 7th grade science class?
No. It is actually a real active volcano that they used in Costa Rica.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. I thought they were in Africa.
Yeah. That's a little bit of movie magic. Oh,
stork.
No, it's ruined now. Star Wars is better.
Oh, no.
All right. So, fun fact. Two fairly major actors declined the lead role in this movie. I know,
only two.
I know. Hugh Grant and Robin Wright apparently declined the lead roles of Peter and Dr. Ross.
Oh, damn.
Can you imagine Hugh Grant as Amy's trainer?
As Amy's gay overlords?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so charming, Amy. Aren't you charmed by me?
Oh, Amy, you should really cut down those raindrop trees.
You've got to watch your figure, Amy. And so, yeah. I could see, like, I like Laura Linney, but I could see Robin Wright doing that role. It's kind of a generic role.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely.
And the other guy's really generic. I would have rather had Hugh Grant.
Oh, you know what I just thought of?
What?
I think Robin Wright basically turned this down to do Dead Man Walking.
Oh,
so I think
shit.
She made a wise choice.
Yeah, I would say.
Wait, she was in Dead Man Walking?
Or wasn't that?
That was Susan Sarandon and Sean Penn.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong Penn.
Okay. Missed right, well, it by let's look it up. What much. Was Robin Wright doing with the
See,
time?
I trust everything Steve says.
Yeah.
I do, too. Welcome that's to where you... Peacock. Just assume he's right.
Me, too.
That's where I've got a leg up on both of you.
This would have been right off Forrest Gump, so let's see what her next movie was. Goddamn you, IMDb.
Her next thing was the... Netflix series with Kevin Spacey. I don't think
House
she
of
did
Cards?
Much. Yeah, that thing.
There's a lot of time in between.
I don't think she did anything else.
Oh, she's popped up in Unbreakable, but that was like 5 years later.
Mm. Unbreakable.
Okay, bed,
yes,
so.
It's a miracle.
You know, Wonder Woman. Yeah, that's
well, yeah, okay. But that was way past.
IMDb's not working for me.
Is that? Am I the only one who that song pops into their head every time you hear that?
No, you're not alone.
I love that show.
Well, Robin Wright, you should have been in this movie, but it's okay. Laura Linney got it instead.
Yeah,
she was. Right. I like Laura Linney.
Good, I like her.
So, if we were to recast this movie,
oh god,
who would be Peter?
It's such a
actually let's start with the real lead actor of this movie. Who plays Monroe Kelly? This should be the easy one.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
There's
too.
No other choice, right?
Yes.
Denzel? No, Idris Elba. Every time he's already got the British accent and everything.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If that was a British accent,
I don't know what it was, but yeah.
Okay, second biggest role in this movie. Who plays Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell.
The Rock.
Plays
Bruce Campbell still.
The Rock shows up for a day of shooting.
No, The Rock
set.
Is Peter because he's used to working with monkeys from Rampage.
Oh, my God.
Which was horrible.
Oh, my God.
And you just wear the same suit from Jumanji.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, this is like an hour
the
out of
The Rock
day
is and... Peter?
Yeah.
No. I think it's like the Iron Fist guy.
Oh, Finn Jones?
Yeah.
All right. I can see it because he has curly hair.
Yeah.
For Peter and his gay lover, the Hemsworth brothers. Mm. Two of the Hemsworths.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of weird, but I like it.
The big Hemsworth and the little Hemsworth.
Okay, so we skip the middle one that looks too much like the big one and go straight to the weird looking one. All right.
They're not weird looking.
Yeah, the third one is weird looking.
Oh, I got it. The two actors we can't tell apart, Jai Courtney and Scott Eastwood.
I don't know who the hell they are.
Captain Boomerang
or Thrawn and Liam Hemsworth. Or, yeah.
And Clint Eastwood's
Liam's
son.
Liam's going to be too busy doing all this Hunger Games sequels, Wade.
Yeah. Actually, I just had a thought.
Yeah?
I think this movie's actually already been redone.
Uh-oh.
Has anyone seen Kong Skull Island?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Tom Hiddleston is Peter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brie Larson is Dr. Ross.
Sold.
Sam Jackson is Monroe Kelly.
You know what? I'm not opposed. Mm.
John Goodman is Herkimer Homolka. Hear me out.
No.
Plus
random ass cameos.
He's a veteran. Is he Travis or whatever?
Oh, John Goodman is Travis. Yes.
Who the hell is Travis?
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Sure.
Okay.
Actually, I'm trying to remember the other the other guys that were like soldiers or whatever. They really could have filled in for like the porters and stuff, like the guys that Delroy Lindo hooked them up with.
I'm trying to think of actors who already have ridiculous accents that we could pass for Hulk and Mahawaka.
Christopher Lambert. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Schwarzenegger.
They're all getting so old, though.
Yeah, we need a young...
You think Elaine...
yeah, Tim Curry was a young man in this movie.
He wasn't 70.
No, he wasn't.
William Shatner as Herkimer Homoka.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Right? Give me a line.
Plus, when he's on the plane, you can get the... There's something on the wing! Some thing!
City of Zinj.
It's the lost city.
Legends are true.
Zinj.
Look at the eye on my ring.
I've been sold.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what have we learned from Congo? Let's let our guests go first.
Yeah, what'd you guys learn from Congo?
I learned. gorillas like martinis.
I learned that three times is two times too many to watch this movie.
No. Wait, three times is two times too many to watch this movie?
Yeah, you have
not
to see
three
it once.
Times? Okay, okay.
I learned that this might be Stork's favorite movie based on the same reviews.
I learned that I cannot spit out my beer when Izzy says something ridiculous.
Welcome to my world. That's why I can't drink during the podcast.
I've almost killed my husband many times with a smart mouth.
Babe, what'd you learn?
I told you, that this might be, based on listening to the Besotted Geek and everything, this might be Stark's favorite movie.
Yeah, that's true. I learned one of my favorite sayings that I use at work all the time. Relax. You're in better hands than you should be.
Yeah. That's a good line.
And no one believes you.
Usually not. Anybody else got anything they learned?
That this is better than Star Wars.
Yes, you heard it here.
Beyond a fact.
Titanic, you hacks.
The Titanic stole their entire business model from Congo.
Oh, we also learned diamonds can be used in lasers, but apparently anything else is better.
And they are forever.
Diamonds.
Dun, dun, dun.
True.
Yes, lasers are forever.
we're so inundated with information from this movie.
Yeah.
We may have to come back to it.
Yeah, we may have to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Our second episode, this special episode, and another one maybe 5 years from now, Stork and Peacock will join us again. Thank you guys for agreeing in advance.
Yes,
after Stork's watched another dozen times.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait
for
to see it again.
Fourth time.
Yes.
Well, Stork, Peacock, thank you so much for finally joining us. We really appreciate it. Where can we find you?
Nowhere.
You're on Twitter all the time.
Say someone wanted to stalk you on the internet.
Yeah, Episodic Geek Pod on Twitter. I still hang out there. I still have a website, besottedgeek.com, I think. I don't have my papers in front of me. It's been a while. But we will be dropping a Game of Thrones episode sometime soon. Because cultural phenomenon, that's what we are, so we have to. I feel like we have to. The people demand it.
Again, he admits it. He's on this episode because of the cultural phenomenon that's Congo.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Besottedgeek.com is a website.
Yes. Did you just learn that? Is that one of the things you learned?
I learned besottedgeek.com. Well, you guys know it's on my favorites. Yeah.
Well, look, I am able to download it on my phone. Maybe later.
Now, you guys go back and everybody listening, go back and listen to episodes of the Besotted Geek. It is fantastic. I won't lie. It's one that I listen to.
No, oh, thank you.
Or I did listen to until those bastards took it away.
I would personally recommend the RoboCop 2 episode.
Yeah.
It's one of our most downloaded.
Is it?
I assume because Steve listened to it 80 times.
I mean, only when I'm watching Congo.
Oh my God. Would that be like your own personal hell, Stork? Watching Congo and listening to it.
To myself?
To yourself on a podcast about RoboCop 2.
Steve's fantasy is Stork's personal hell. This seems right.
Two sides of the same coin.
Hey, Steve Somehow. Married me. That would also be a personal hell for Stork.
Well, I wouldn't say that in public. Thanks for having us on, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Even though we are in no way able to benefit you, because nobody wants to hear from us.
I beg to differ. Thank you for coming out of retirement, and you're welcome back anytime. We have a great lineup of movies coming up.
Yeah, Steve, what are we coming up next month?
Oh, well, next month will be Gin June.
Yeah.
Which means nothing but drinking Beef Eater and...
watching Genie movies.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know if you guys are aware of the other cultural phenomenon called Wishmaster.
Oh, yes.
We do have four of them, I think.
Yes.
All four of them? Yes.
Oh, shit. Maybe they'll be back.
We'll I like do it those quick movies. Because I think it's coming out next week.
Maybe Wishmaster 4.
No, it's bad. Oh,
they're only going to do the sequels.
Oh, only the sequels. Okay, well, that'll be a later month.
Sequels are always better.
We will come back for Congo 2.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yes, get that Kickstarter going.
Dear Netflix. I know that you have money to literally burn. I got an idea.
Did I mention Ernie Hudson said he was in?
Hey, Steve. Say, I wanted to support this here podcast.
Oh.
How would I do that?
Well, you can go to patreon.com/EILFmovies if you'd like to throw a few shekels our way and get some great exclusive episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at EILFmovies. That's Everything I Learned From Movies. We also have a wonderful Etsy page at...
We do. It's at untidyvenus.etsy.com. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping.etsy.com. Your purchases there do support the show. I've got the Movie Monsters Who Love Kittens watercolors that I drew. I've got all kinds of fun things. I got Pokemon, a bunch of original art. Steve has handmade paracord, both survival bracelets and dog leashes and all kinds of fun stuff. It literally was crafted by these magnificent fingers.
Yeah.
that's disturbing.
Yeah, I...
But we can attest to the art. We have purchased a few things from Izzy.
Yes, because you're the best.
Love
also, if you want to support us, and if you want some good aromatherapy stuff, you can check out frankieandmyrrh.com. Like frankincense and myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H. Excuse me. If you use promo code UNTIDY, UNTIDY, you'll get 15% off any purchase, and orders over 35 ship free anyway. They have all kinds of fun stuff. One of my personal favorites is the Bitch Blend, aka Spray the Bitch Away or Roll the Bitch Away. It's the Female Hormonal Frustration, aka PMS Blend. It smells fantastic. Even Steve likes it. Even Mr. Pickles likes it. And I can attest, it
works.
Helps get rid of your inner bitch. Sometimes I spray it on my pillow and sleep face down in it.
I'll take a dozen.
As her review on Amazon says.
Spray stuff in my face. I'm just sitting there and he sprays shit all over me.
I hope it gets you out of the house.
Just remember to use the code UNTIDY at checkout for a discount.
Yeah, you get a discount. They'll throw a couple of bucks our way at no extra cost to you. Also, right now, if you buy the Black Label Bitches, they will donate a portion of the proceeds to help end domestic violence. One of the owners, Kim, used to work for a shelter that chooses not to be named because it is a safe place for women escaping really dangerous domestic abuse situations. And so we're just going to throw them some money so that they can do things like buy shoes for the kids that end up there and like have clean beds and things like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And I'm Stork.
And I'm Peacock.
And this is Everything Other from Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
California.